from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Final hour, the Rob Brown Show goes now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Spectacular to have you with us here on the radio broadcast. I got to put the shades on, because you know what we have to talk about now. Ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Law & Order Ann Arbor. Like, with the music playing, too. That's why he's award-winning. Specifically, three-time winner of the South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year.
Well, I've won it more than that, but
okay.
I was just trying to be accurate.
Got to get it right. Got to get the accolades right for the great one. All right, just have to.
There's a great in there for a reason.
Speaking of great, Jim Harbaugh decided to take the stand yesterday out at Chargers practice and talk a little bit about the connection, or, in his words, lack thereof, to the Michigan sign-stealing scandal.
All right, there's a cadence to lying. I don't know if you noticed, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
You got to do the half finger point there.
Yeah, right. But the cadence there. I did not take steroids. Notice the cadence.
Hit him with the Rafael Palmeiro right there.
Yeah. Notice that there's a common cadence between the three. At least that's what I, as a guy who listens for a living, I think there's a connection there. I'm just saying.
Eddie Guerrero is very mad right now. Very mad. Viva la raza. I heard this yesterday. And listen, I'll tell you where I'm at with this whole thing. Do I think Harbaugh's connected? I don't. But I don't think he wasn't either. I don't know is the answer. The comparison that I made earlier in the show is, for those of you like me that watched The Sopranos back in the day. Big fan. Well, I didn't watch it back in the day, but I recently watched The Sopranos and thoroughly enjoyed it. One of the things that Tony Soprano, who started the show, season one, as an underling, and then eventually became de facto boss, right? His uncle Junior was the boss, but he let Junior be the boss, so if the cops showed up, Junior would take the fall. And then he eventually became the acting boss of the New Jersey Mafia. One of the things that Tony very frequently did is he would be very vague about things that, hey, it'd be nice if this happened, right? I'm just saying, it'd be nice if the guy running that restaurant was told maybe he's got to pay a little protection money. You know, I'm not saying that any of you guys should go over there and make that happen. I'm just saying, might be nice if it did. And that would give Tony Soprano plausible deniability. So if the goon that was doing the thing got caught, they couldn't directly connect it back to Tony. Tony wouldn't tell his family about what was going on. Wouldn't tell Carmelo Soprano what he was getting into. Why? So that if Carmela got picked up by the fuzz, she wouldn't know. She wouldn't be able to rat because she didn't know where the cheese is. And I kind of, in a weird way, get that vibe from Harbaugh and the way that he said all this, right? It was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I never asked for this to happen. I never told anybody to do this thing. I don't know what went down. Okay? I'm saying I don't do crimes. I just happen to know people who do.
Well, there is a worst case scenario, and people don't like bringing it up. I don't like bringing it up either. But Joe Paterno said he didn't know what was going on either. And he was held accountable for it. And in this case, it don't look good for Harbaugh how he bolted after the season was over.
We talked about that last night on BetMGM. I was like, yo, does Jim Harbaugh's on the Mount Rushmore of ditching, right? Like on the Mount Rushmore of ghosting a squad. And was like, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to head back to the NFL. Coming off a natty. Bringing back a good team. Yeah, not as good, right? Not without J.J. McCarthy, not without Blake Corum, not without a lot of the defense, but like a good team. For him to just jettison like that is an all-time great bleep you, I'm out moment. For sure. So I listened to this. I listened to this, and I listened to this quote from Jim Harbaugh, and I kind of fall into a spot where I'm like, that sure does sound like a guy who told his staff, hey, I'm not saying anybody should go out there and do anything. I'm just saying, we got Michigan State coming to the house next week. It would be very, very nice if we happen to know what they want to do. It would be very, very nice if somebody whose last name happened to be the same as, like, a horse's was to go out there and, like, wear a bad goatee and some funny glasses out on the sideline and see if they might could pick up a thing or two and bring it back to the casa, bring it back to the house. That's the vibe I get. Are you going to be able to prove Harbaugh was in any way connected to all this? Probably not. Probably not, because the guy's not an idiot.
But if they do, what are the repercussions?
That's a spectacular question. What are the repercussions? What should the punishment be for what happened? And the answer is, I don't know. Right? And we talked about this very briefly yesterday in yesterday's episode of Law and Order Ann Arbor. I don't know. Because on one hand, it's like the NCAA should, as Thor said, bring the hammer down. On the flip side, and this is my concern, if I'm keeping it a buck with you, they don't do anything. And they don't do anything because it's in the past and they hope people are just going to forget or stop caring. Because, again, let's be honest with each other. We kind of, as a country, have a habit of that, right? We kind of have a country, like a habit as a country of seeing something bad happen. Everybody gets real mad online about it. And then we just, like, hang out for a minute or two. And then something else happens and we forget about the bad thing that happened and we just move on to the next thing. But what I told Zoe yesterday, and he didn't get on board with this, but what I told Zoe yesterday was this. I think the NCAA is terrified right now. I think the NCAA is terrified right now because they are waiting for the SEC and the Big Ten to say, hey, we don't really need you anymore. We're gonna do our own thing. We're gonna create our own league, and it's just going to be for us and nobody else. And so the NCAA kind of comes off as like the desperate boyfriend who, you know, outkicked the coverage with the lady, but that lady's kind of figured it out a little bit, and she's like, "Hey, I'm going out. I'm going out to the bar tonight. Oh, can I come? No." I'm going out to the bar without you. I'm dressing up. I'm putting on the LBD. I'm putting on the nice makeup, and I'm going to hit the bar without you. And because that dude is terrified of being left, he goes, okay, sweetie, here's my credit card. Why don't you take my card? Drinks on me. That lady's going out to meet dudes, dude. But that dude is so scared he's going to get left that he's like, can I make that easier for you? Can I give you my credit card? Can I pay for that? Let me call you in an Uber back and forth. Right? And everybody else on the outside looking in is like, oh, you poor, pathetic little waste. You little coward, man. Tell her no. Tell her you're not down with that. Tell her you're not okay with it. Tell her no. But that dude's not going to do it. And he's not going to do it because she goes, okay, fine. We're broken up. We're not together anymore. The difference is that guy could pick up his life and move on. If the Big Ten and the Southeastern Conference ditch the NCAA, the NCAA is basically cooked, right? They become a second-tier organization. That's just a fact. That's how it's going to be. The ACC and the Big 12, even if they stay with the NCAA, Clemson and Florida State are still leaving. They are still going to the Big 10 or the SEC. And then all of a sudden, teams in the Big 12, they might want to follow, right? And now whatever's left in those conferences, they're gone. So I said yesterday, we can sit here all day. We can sit here all day and say, this is what I think the NCAA should do. They should pull the natty, or Michigan should lose 1,000 scholarships over the next 5 years, or they should do this, or they should do that. But at the end of the day, none of it matters. Because the NCAA does not want to light the fuse on the Big Ten going, well, then screw you. We're out. If you're going to take the natties away and prevent us from bragging about them, then bleep you, we'll go do our own thing. And I would be shocked if the SEC and the Big Ten weren't already doing that. I'd be shocked if the SEC and the Big Ten weren't already quietly investigating how to make their own league, how to make that work. How do they get out of the NCAA? How do they prop up their own football governmental organization so they can make even more money? Because that's what it's about. If the NCAA steps in right now and does something that the Big Ten considers negative, consequential to them, then maybe that's what pulls the trigger right now. The NCAA feels, and correct me if I'm wrong or if you disagree here, the NCAA feels feckless right now. They feel toothless. Nobody respects the NCAA right now. Nobody respects the NCAA. And for the record, how could they? Like, how could they? What has the NCAA done except roll over time and time and time and time and time and time again? When the NIL thing came down the pipe, and folks said, oh man, like, it's going to happen, but we should probably go ahead and start working on... We should probably go ahead and start working on creating guidelines, creating rules, creating guardrails so this thing doesn't get out of control. What did the NCAA do? They said, hey, y'all got this. Y'all got this. Yeah, we're just kicking on down the road a little bit. Y'all figure it out. And it led to what? An NIL landscape that has very, very few limitations on it. When the transfer portal became a thing that became inevitable, everybody said, yo, NCAA, you should probably think about setting up some guidelines, some protocols, some rules and regulations about what the transfer portal can and should look like. And the NCAA said, that seems like work. That seems like work. I don't want to do that. Y'all got this, right? Y'all got this. Y'all can make this happen. And nothing happened. And the transfer portal, depending on who you ask, it's the wild, wild west out here, y'all. Howdy.
You should have tried a Michigan accent for that, like specifically a Detroit accent.
It's the wild, wild west out here, y'all. No, that's bad.
I think we all got it, though. That's fine. That worked for me.
Point is, the NCAA has not done anything. They're not going to do anything. So we can sit here all day and argue about what penalties should be applied to the Michigan Wolverines. But that's the same as Lonzo and I sitting here having a conversation about what color we're going to paint our Lamborghinis. It doesn't matter. Is it a fun conversation to have? Sure. Could I make some real good arguments about why I'm a black on black on black on black guy for my Lamborghini? Absolutely. Could Lonzo sit here and tell you why he's painting his royal purple? Absolutely. Is there any point to us having that conversation? No.
Mace Windu, man.
Big fan. I think I've talked to Lady after the wedding in September. We're doing like a week, like 3 days of traveling around Florida and taking our time getting back up here. I've talked her into great one, Day at Disney, and that includes at least a handful of hours in Star Wars Land. I'm 100% building a lightsaber, and it's 100% going to be purple. It's going to look cool. Can't wait.
I think you don't have a choice but to do that. I still haven't been to Disney yet. Maybe when I retire to Florida, which is the law, I'll do it then.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. All right, point is here.
What, you can't wait till I retire, or you can't wait to build your...
Oh, that's mean.
He never answered the question. You noticed that, right?
No, I need you to retire. We got it. You can retire in 2 years when you get us to five time.
Why don't we go for 10? I don't know if we'll... You and I will survive, but I mean, 10.
I don't know if I'm making it 10 more years.
Come on, you got this. I mean, you've got 40,
Paul,
you got 44 minutes, and for someone who wasn't sure they could do it today, you have brought it. And I'm
fighting for my life. You came in the studio 30 minutes ago, and I was laying on the floor.
I didn't want to say anything about that.
I'll own it.
Yeah, but you warned me. It was. If I had a chalk outline, I would have... Or some yellow tape or something. I mean, you know.
I am fighting for my life right now. Lonzo came back from the restroom, and I was laying on the floor because it's the only way I could feel better through that break to get back up and bring it.
You've had experience with that, though, probably laying on the floor. Yeah, I'm gonna go with yes on that. Of course, the floor you're usually laying on is probably a lot cooler.
It is what it is.
I think you just don't want to work a full week. I mean, I think you've reached diva status. And you're like, man, I can't. Oh, 5 days. You want me to go five days.
I'm team 4 day work week. For the record, I am absolutely team 4 day work week.
I think most people are if they could.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that have like a gut reaction to it. They're like, absolutely not. Why? Because that's just not what we do. We should do a 4 day work week. Well, 4 day work week, 3 day weekends.
France or Switzerland or someplace like that. It's America.
Where everybody else does it and is wildly happy about it. Screw that.
Well, you and I both work 6 days a week, so working 4 days would be really weird.
6 days a week. Also, Sunday, I'll be on BetQL Network.
See, that's on you. I mean, take a break, dude.
Oh, I know. I know what it is.
Don't you want to make it to your wedding? I mean, you know.
I felt bad putting in, 8 days worth of vacation requests for that from both. I felt real bad about it. I felt less bad than Jim Harbaugh did, apparently, by the way.
Yeah, he was, because his mantra, whatever the end of that thing was. There we go.
Attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
I'm just going to say, Dave Canales sounds more like a guy who has enthusiasm unknown to mankind compared to Harbaugh's speaking.
I mean, I know a lot of enthusiasm, you know? Unknown. Is Jim Harbaugh capable of having an enthusiasm that is more enthusiastic than mine? I'm a pretty enthusiastic guy.
Maybe he's a robot.
It might be. Because
we would not know what that felt like as a robot or an alien.
All right, 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. You can shoot us a text at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. Tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. Tweet us all at the Fan of State. When we come back here in just a minute, I've got a few more things that I want to get into. Our coaches preseason college football poll is out. Where do the ACC teams stack up? Maybe we talk a little Atlanta Braves baseball. Reynaldo Lopez has been sent to the 15-day DL with right forearm inflammation. So everything's super awesome in Atlanta right now. Super, super duper awesome for the Braves. We'll see. Now I just depressed myself. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lonzo was having a conversation with James on the stream during the break there that I found kind of interesting, and I wanted to bring up here. We played some clips earlier from Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. In fact, let me see if I can pull that clip back up, and I'll play it for you one more time because Dave Canales was having a conversation with America's sweetheart, Kay Adams. She asked him kind of the attitude of the team. Here's what Dave said. So, James and Lonzo were having a conversation on the stream during the break. And by the way, the stream is up every day, all 4 hours. You're very welcome. They were having a conversation on the stream during the break about whether or not this was Dave Canales, like, cutting a promo about, you know, positivity and optimism. Do you believe, I believe, in Dave Canales? Or is this genuinely, like, do you genuinely feel, oh, the times, they are a-changing? And I think, honestly, I think it's a very valid and fair question to ask.
How many times have we been burned as Carolina fans thinking the next guy is gonna change them. And it's been a while since Carolina's won anything.
I don't disagree. So, but what I asked of Lonzo right before we came back onto the stream there a second ago, what I asked of the great one was, do you not kind of feel that already? Like, is it just me? Am I being overly optimistic here? Because I kind of already feel like that attitude has changed. I already kind of feel like this is a different vibe around this team. I already kind of feel like I have bought in to there being a change in mentality, right? When Matt Rhule showed up, I was very apprehensive about it. If I could take you back in time a couple of years, you would hear it. I was very apprehensive. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, this guy's done a good job of building up franchises or programs at the college level. But I don't have any reason to believe that he's going to be able to translate that to the NFL. It's a different breed of cat. The list of coaches who have failed moving from college to the NFL is dramatically higher than the list of coaches that have succeeded. So I don't really trust. I don't really believe in this. When Frank Reich showed up, I was a little bit more optimistic than I was about the Matt Rhule era, because Frank Reich had been there. Frank Reich had done that. Frank Reich had gone into a program before and made something happen. And I was willing to say, yeah, I think Jim Irsay screwed up with Frank Reich. Turns out Jim Irsay was exactly right. Frank Reich just didn't have it anymore. And that kind of busted us up a little bit as well. But the thing that Canales, or the things that Matt Rhule was missing, that is, he's shown that he can work with NFL guys and speak to them on the level of an NFL guy. We've seen that. We saw it with Geno Smith. We talked about Geno Smith last night on BetMGM Tonight. Go look at the statistics of Geno Smith from the Dave Canales year to the year after. He lost about 6% passing accuracy. He threw for about 600 fewer yards. He threw for 10 fewer touchdowns and more interceptions. I wouldn't chalk that up specifically and exclusively to Dave Canales, except for then he went down to Tampa Bay and he did it with Baker Mayfield the very next year. And that's a direct connection. Baker was there a year before. Team was fine. Dave Canales shows up all of a sudden. Baker Mayfield gets a $100 million contract. I have direct evidence that Dave Canales can talk to, work with NFL guys on an NFL level, and get them to buy in. And then Frank Reich. What was Frank Reich missing? Golly, any sort of energy. Frank Reich was like a children's toy with a dead battery.
And gonna go do football now.
He's like the Eeyore of coaches.
Hey, when you get old, I mean, you know, things slow down.
Yeah, I know.
They do.
That's why I've said, I think once you get to 65, you should have to retest for your driver's license every year. Because y'all be slowing up traffic bad.
Well, I think some people, it might be a little bit earlier than that.
But that's also true. Point here is, it slowed down for Frank Reich. And you could feel that, man. Like when they brought him over, I'm like, okay, we got a shot here. And then when the two press conferences, I was like, oh, dude, if I ever suffer from another bout of narcolepsy, scratch that. What's the one you can't fall asleep? I'm struggling.
Insomnia.
Yes. If I ever struggle with another bout of insomnia, I'm just going to listen to Frank Reich press conferences, man.
Hey, everybody. Happy to be here. Let's go, Panther.
All right, dude. Come on.
That's not a bad Eeyore, by the way.
Canales has everything those two guys didn't. In fact, I would say the one big thing that each one of those guys was missing, Dave Canales has both of those things. He's got a track record of being able to work with NFL guys, communicate with NFL guys, and get them to see everything. We've seen that out of him. That's not what Matt Rhule was. Or I should say, the opposite of Frank Reich. While Canales isn't necessarily the greatest public speaker in the world, at least you're listening to him. At least he doesn't sound like, I said, Alexa, Play an NFL coaches speak so I can fall asleep.
We think Bryce Young can be good.
Like, nah. Canales at least gives you a little juice, a little gas, a little energy, a little bite, right? So I would say, and this is what I asked Lonzo when he said, hey, we'll see. We'll see. My answer was, I don't know if it's going to translate to the field. I don't know if it's going to translate to success. I don't know if it's going to translate to dubs for the Carolina Panthers. But do you not already feel like there's a mentality shift? Even if it's just Dave Canales and Dan Morgan, does it not feel like there's already an attitude shift, or am I just being optimistic? Final segment of the Rob Brown Show's up next on the Rob on the final episode. The Fan Upstate,
award winning. By the way, I just want you guys to know that.
The Rob Brown Show continues.
What the heck was that, dude? I couldn't get the button to go, dude. What was that?
Listen, when I tell...
Are you sure you're safe to drive home? I mean, I
can... When I tell y'all that I am fighting for my life today, all right? I'm here because champions rise to the occasion. I'm here because there's no off season on the Rob Brown Show. Even if you're down, even if you're banged up, are you hurt or are you injured? I'm playing hurt today.
Rub some daggum dirt on it, Rob Brown.
I did. I'm here. I'm fighting for my life. I couldn't push a button just now. We're struggling. We're struggling. All right, let's get some sports in here as we go. By the way, Dave Canales did tell us yesterday that we do not know if we will see Bryce Young coming up on Thursday, and we do not know if we will see Bryce Young in the preseason at all yet. We don't know. Bryce Young is effectively, they're trying to protect the guy, right? Now, I will say this. If you're not comfortable throwing BY out there right now, after fall, after spring, if you're not comfortable putting him out there behind that offensive line, my level of concern skyrockets a little bit, right? Like, if you're not comfortable throwing the guy out there. Now, here is a question that we talked about last night on the show, and I'd like to get your opinion. Great one, as well as you, Rob Brown Show Armada. We talked to Steve Smith on Thursday last week. And we asked about, you know, development, quarterback development, etc., specifically. And Steve Smith said that he had a conversation with Packers quarterback Jordan Love. And he said, Jordan, where do you think you would be if instead of spending a couple of years behind Aaron Rodgers, you would have been drafted by the Packers and thrown straight into the mix? And he said that Jordan Love told him, I wouldn't be where I am. I learned. I learned a lot. I developed a lot so that when it was time to check in, I felt like I really had a lot more of the game in the brain, in game in the membrane, than I would have if I would have gotten thrown into the mix from the beginning, right? And I think that's good. I think that's fair. I wonder what percentage of rookie quarterbacks really are NFL ready after one spring and one fall camp. I wonder how many NFL quarterbacks are ready. The Commanders right now drafted Jaden Daniels. You guys, how I feel about Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels will be the best quarterback out of this class. I think he will be better than Caleb Williams, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a star. The last quarterback I said that about was Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to be a star. But
do you still think he's going to be a star?
Yeah, I do. A shooting star.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
But the Commanders have said, we don't know if we're playing him as QB1 yet. We don't know if we want to throw him into
a week one starting spot, or if we want to give him some time to develop. Right now, Marcus Mariota is their number two. Jeff Driscoll, their number three.
We have
Sam Hartman, their number four, by the way.
We have the prime example of a quarterback sitting for a season, and that would be some guy in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Because he did not play his first year.
Correct. I think that's absolutely right.
He played one game that was like a garbage game, and that was it.
And so, and on top of that, let's be very clear. That's not to say there are no quarterbacks that can come in year one, week one, and thrive. C.J. Stroud did it. Anthony Richardson did it. But please recognize that those guys are the exception, not the rule.
So far. But with the game being what it is now and the fact that college is advancing and in a lot of ways becoming more NFL-like on the field, too, some of these guys played big games, and they already have money, and they're coming in, and those kind of distractions aren't there anymore, and they're a little more NFL-ready.
I think that you are correct. College football is advancing, and will continue to do so. But it's still played at, regardless of the technicality of offenses and defenses, it's played at a lower level. Right? It is. Teams are not as good, right? Even the best teams in college football have 2, 3, 4, 5 All-Americans. Everybody's an All-American in the NFL.
Well, it's definitely a tier system from Pee-wee up to NFL.
For sure.
Of course, when you get to the NFL, everyone's the best.
And
that guy playing on the bench was the best somewhere, probably.
Sure, without a doubt. So, what I'm looking at with this transfer from college up to the NFL. There are some guys that are just ready to go. C.J. Stroud was one of those guys, ready to go. Anthony Richardson, one of those guys, ready to go. And then there's a lot of guys that aren't. A lot of guys that aren't ready to go out of the gate. And they take some time. Bryce Young's in that group, as far as I'm concerned. The right play, and again, it's easy to say this, in retrospect, right? It's easy to say this looking backwards. But I absolutely think the right play would have been to allow Bryce Young a year to sit, a year to learn. Now, teams don't want to do that. Why? Because you got, effectively, 3 or 4 years of paying a rookie guy rookie money. You got 3 or 4 years of paying a guy rookie contract money. Before, even if he doesn't play a lot, he goes, all right, it's quarterback league. You got to pay me. Even if it's a backup, you got to pay me more than you were paying me as a rookie quarterback. And so teams want to get as much mileage out of a young quarterback as they can while the contract is cheaper. They want to get as much mileage out of a guy as they can while a contract isn't kicking the payroll out from under them like that first extension does. So the way that I look at it is teams have got to start letting guys sit. They've got to. If the Commanders are making that decision because they're looking at Jaden Daniels and they're going, yo, he's good, but he's not ready yet. Good. Good. I don't want to throw that guy right into the fire, especially on a fine but less talented team. I don't want to throw that guy right into the fire just to have him end up in a spot where he is out of his depth, right? Just to throw him into a spot where he's out of his depth, where he's just not ready. I think that's what happened to Bryce Young. I put it on to the fact that Frank Reich was not good. I put it on to the fact that he had multiple offensive coordinators. I put it on to the fact that that team was a calamity. The Carolina Panthers were. But I also think Bryce Young is a guy that would have benefited, especially because I look at C.J. Stroud and I look at Anthony Richardson. And there is one common denominator between those two guys. Zoe, correct me if I'm wrong here. Both of those guys are dramatically bigger, more physical, play a different style of ball than Bryce Young does. Bryce Young is a guy, whether you think he can or will or whatever, Bryce Young's a guy that plays a more cerebral style of football. He's a guy that plays a more brain-impacted style of football. It's not to say that C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson don't, but both of those guys utilize their physicality to open up the field. Bryce Young can't and doesn't do that. There's a difference. So Bryce Young, to me, if your game is based on the gray matter and not your quads, you need more time. Now, that does make it interesting for Jaden Daniels because he's more C.J. Stroud than he is Bryce Young. He's more Anthony Richardson than he is Bryce Young. But I think that Bryce Young would have benefited. That's why I say this is his rookie year. Like, I know it aggravates people. I don't care. This is his rookie year. He's gotten his experience, his time to learn, to grow, whatever. Now he's paired up with a guy who is speaking quarterback, who has spoken quarterback. And I think that puts him in a good spot. But I'm considering this his rookie year. I think NFL teams are throwing guys into the fire too quick. Jordan Love is the example. And for the record, Jordan Love is more C.J. Stroud than he is Bryce. Jordan Love's a guy that's more about being able to challenge defenses to the tackle box than Bryce Young is. But they gave that guy time to sit, time to learn, time to relax, time to understand, time to get it. They gave that guy the opportunity to grow under Aaron Rodgers of the football persuasion. And when you know it, when it was time for him to go, he was ready. He had had his time. He had gotten his time. And we didn't do that with Bryce Young, which I think is a problem. That's why I keep saying this is that dude's rookie year in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion.
It is magic to Rob's ears. What the X is
what
going on.
Seriously, dude.
Yeah. And this is where, even in his weakened state, I'm going to ask Rob what the X is going on. And
He might know.
He might, yeah. I mean, you're slumping over there, dude. You're slouching. You know what
I'm saying? I'm falling apart over here, bud.
All right. The first thing that's Xing is Big E.
So I haven't watched Raw yet. I meant to watch it live last night. Ended up on BetMGM tonight. Didn't get a chance to. But apparently somebody made a debut for the New Day yesterday.
Yeah, Odyssey Jones came out. Odyssey Jones is a really he's a large man. And it was in NXT for a long time. He got called up. Hadn't seen him. Now he Xavier Woods does not seem very happy about it. So they actually are going to get rid of the New Day. It's going to happen.
He is, as McAfee would say, one big son of a...
Yes, yes, he is.
I did see earlier somebody on Twitter called him Bigger E.
Yeah, and so as soon as you replace Big E with another guy, it's a problem.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think Kofi and Xavier have both made it pretty clear that like they're happy where their career went, where they are, and I don't think there's anything those two guys would want more than to end their runs in-ring against each other. Both of them are more than capable of sticking around, being backstage managers, being out front characters, hyping their YouTube channel, whatever.
But Kofi's a lot older, too. So, I mean, but Kofi is being made out to be the bad guy, and him bringing someone else in and not telling Xavier Woods about it is just another step towards the end of that. And I hate to see it go, but it does need to end eventually. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time. Max Herman, did somebody hijack a TV channel in Chicago again?
I don't know why. You know, usually when you look to see why something's Xing, you'll have a bunch of different things. It's just a clip of him over and over again. There was one where they put Joe Biden in there, which was hilarious. I didn't get to hear it, but I mean, it looked like a fit. But other than that, I don't know why. Sometimes nostalgic things just start trending because someone, hey, remember this type thing? And that's what I'm guessing it is.
There was a... on YouTube, you can go watch the old Max Headroom, the actual hijacked broadcast that went on. It's wild to watch, dude.
Well, and it's basically a cyberpunk kind of situation, and it was ahead of its time. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Harrison Butker.
Texter said, Rob, thank you for what you do to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. You're welcome. Nice this reference. This is not kayfabe, by the way. I'm getting it. I texted Lonzo at like 5:20 this morning. I'm like, dude, I'm coming in, but you might have to carry me literally and metaphorically throughout this show. All right, what's the next one?
Harrison Butker.
Harrison Butker is trending because the Kansas City Chiefs just made Harrison Butker the second most accurate kicker in the National Football League, the highest paid kicker in the National Football League. Now gets more money than Baltimore's Justin Tucker. Obviously, Harrison Butker has had, shall we say, an interesting offseason in his discussions away from the football field. Doesn't matter. A man can kick field goals. Yeah. He makes money.
I don't know if you get percentages off of jersey sales, but if you do, he probably got quite a bit of money because his jersey sales escalated. But I remember sitting on the hill in pants of practice watching him miss after miss after miss. And then they sent him to Kansas City. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
But I was wrong, and I'm glad I was wrong. The next thing that's Xing is Moonwalk.
Moonwalk. I got nothing. Who did a moonwalk?
All right.
Somebody did a cool moonwalk.
The USA, I forget the name of the team where they're all in sync in the water.
Synchronized swimming?
Yes, that's it.
Uh-huh.
But they did it upside down.
Is it a moonwalk if it's upside down?
You'll have to watch it. You know, I was skeptical too, but you can see it's technically a moonwalk.
Well, obviously, I'm going to do that.
But
right now.
But it is everywhere. It looks really cool. I have no idea if there's actually music playing when they do that. So, if so, they wouldn't be able to hear it. I mean, I guess
synchronized swimming has got to how? I mean, I know it's timing, it's rhythm, whatever, but just how? How do you end up getting into that?
I don't know.
Be
a good swimmer and have some rhythm, I suppose.
Be a good swimmer. I mean, I guess that's the number one thing. That is the number one quality of anything
in the
water. Well,
I guess they're not technically swimming. I don't know.
Hey, that's it for us. If I don't die, I'll be back tomorrow.
Stop it.
We'll see how that goes. Lonzo will one way or the other. Y'all have a lovely rest of your day. Thanks for being here. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face for the great one. I'm Rob. See you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.